Okay. So we went to Drake's, colon, the barn. It's two different things. The barn is a structure. It's an architectural landmark. Just doing some research here. It was built in 2017 as a public-private endeavor. Lowbrow, which is a big-time bar restaurant in Sacramento, was originally supposed to operate a restaurant inside there. Fell through financial situation. So Drake's was tapped to operate the space. And Drake's is sort of famous beer brewing company from San Leandro, just south of Oakland. We've lived in West Sacramento for 3.5 years. We've never been there. We've walked by there a ton of times because we like to walk there. And that's where we park when we go across the river to go to the movies at DoCo. But we never actually went inside there. And we walked there, and there's like hundreds of people having a grand old time. We're always like, what's going on over there? But it's unorthodox, the location. So we didn't know really
I've never understood how it works because it's not like an indoor restaurant, but people are eating. It's a huge outdoor area. There's like a ton of logs that you can walk on. There's huge fields. People are throwing frisbees.
Yeah, on the weekends they have a bunch of vendors selling jewelry and all that stuff. Little like markets going on. Yeah, it's intimidating or confusing. But it's my birthday, honey, and a girl only turns 26 once in her life. So I was like, I want to go there. I want to take you, Lennox, and Luna. And because we haven't been there, it's been 3.5 years. We originally th were thinking of going to Firehouse Restaurant, but plates there are like 50, 60 bucks. And I was like, okay, if me, and it was just going to be me and you, but I was like, okay, a couple sides, maybe some dessert. Maybe a couple drinks. Oh, it's gonna be $200-ish dollars. So I was like, nah. And Drake's, we could bring Len and Luna and have a grand old time. So made reservations for Saturday, 10:45 a.m. Lennox asked, why are we here at 10:45 a.m.? And you responded, because Vince is Vince. I'm an early bird, honey.
The earlier the better.
Yeah.
And that oop.
But we've actually been there twice in the past few weeks. First time, it's a something called Rhythm on the River or Rita Manda Riva. Suddenly I'm like Chet Hanks over here. Please don't cancel me. But a couple Thursdays during the summer, they have bands and they got the stage set up in a huge open grass field. It's a grand old time. Concerts happening. And we picked the last one specifically because it was 80s covers. Like, okay, if you want to play original material, if you're a band that plays, you're like, RCD's coming out soon, and that's great. But I want to hear hits. I want to hear covers. So we went to a Rhythm on the River featuring a band called Diva Rocks, ROX. First off, they didn't check bags. So you s snuck in, brought in, snuck in drinks, snacks.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good time. They give free water, which is such a blessing. Super hot in Sacramento during the summer. So they got huge, giant pitchers. Pour yourself as much ice water as you want. Bad for business. I mean, you could be selling bottles of water for $7. Okay. You could be ma making out like gangbusters, Drakes, but good for the common man. Good for humanity. Talk about the. Lots of grass there. They got tons of lawn chairs, dude.
Yeah, we lugged our big heavy chairs from our house.
You did yourself. You
That's right.
got there early. I came home from work later. I took Lennox and Luna over there, but you went over there, hauled our chair, those fold open camping chairs. I didn't realize how heavy it was. You're really strong,
I'm
honey.
amazing, huh?
Do you lift? But they have tons of lawn chairs, like,
Yeah, we didn't need to bring our own. They have tons of folding chairs, and you just grab it, use it. They don't, once again, they could be charging for that too.
yeah, absolutely. Just not have them at all. And you're standing there and you're like, I gotta go
Yeah.
pee. I'm uncomfortable. I'm hot.
Drake's for the win.
Yeah, boy.
It's a really customer-friendly experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. definitely. And it was a Thursday, 5:30 p.m. It was hot. It was like low 90s. But magically, thankfully, for the grace of God, go I. Within an hour, it was like mid 80s. There was a little breeze. It was perfect. I was so happy. So Diva Rocks, honey, a cover band of 80s songs. Their first few songs, just no hits, dude. Like the Berlin sort of classic, No More Words and No More Promises. And then they did Madonna, but it was Madonna, I'm burning up for your love. And I was like, really, dude?
I don't know either of those songs.
Right.
You got to come out the gate swinging with one banger hit.
Exactly. I don't know anything about anything, but if I was running a 80s cover band, I would come out the gates. I would open with Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. I mean, that would just...
You got to set the tone.
Rock the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And then second song would be Africa. Can't go wrong with Africa. Toto. Okay. But Diva Rocks did come around. They played Prince, Kiss, and then 1999. And then Billie Jean. So they did bring in some chart toppers, as it were, but... You, how about all chart toppers? You got an hour and a half.
You have an entire decade to choose from.
Right. Just give us the number one bangers, dude. There were two gals who were like the lead singers or whatever, lead performers, dancing a little suggestively. I'm just going to say that. Okay. A little bit too much.
This is a family event.
A little bit too much twerk in there and cover my Mormon eyes.
And oop.
Drakes, they have like kids stuff, like giant tires that belong to construction equipment, logs that you mentioned earlier. So like me, you, and Len went over there. We were having a grand old. He was climbing a tire. We're running around on the logs.
We were doing parkour.
Hardcore parkour.
They got like mini golf.
Yeah.
And I we didn't inquire about that. I wonder if they just give you, again, for free, the little ball and your little... club, what's that called? Hit a golf ball with it.
Yeah, a four iron and a putter.
What are those? Yeah,
a stick, a golf stick. Yes, we love sports here. Yeah, just it's a good time and it's a good scene. And we didn't stay late. We stayed about an hour, but I thought, man, if we were younger and we had friends and we were drinking, it was a school night. It was a Thursday night. But if we were young, drinking, and had friends, this place would be off the chain, bro. We went back for my birthday. I made reservations for 5. We're 4. And then the 5th was either Lincoln Wynn or our cat Frankie Blue Nicholas. I emailed Drake's, colon the barn, and I said, can we bring our cat? And they said, yeah, as long as your cat is on a leash. We tried to get Frankie on a leash once. And he freaked the heck out. He started jumping up and down.
Yeah. He went up and down the entire house, up and down all the stairs, trying to shake his collar thing off.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, let's bring him in his cage. And I wanted Frankie there. I was weighing out the positives and negatives. And, well, first of all, he could escape. He could run away. And escape if we brought him. Oh, wait, that's a positive. No, just kidding, Frankie Blue. But it was just us 4. Saturday, 10:45 a.m. Virtually empty. Just a couple parties, couple tables of people happening. They were playing the hippity hop. But it was the uncensored, dirty version of Ice Cube. It Was a Good Day was one of the songs they played. Maybe go with the radio-friendly version. The clean version got a little uncomfortable. They have a fire pit, which you can rent for 2 hours, $30, which I think is a really good deal. You talk about like bottle service, and I've never had bottle service, but I read about Leonardo DiCaprio in these clubs, honey. And you're paying hundreds of dollars for a crappy bottle so you can get a table or whatever, but fire pit looks like a good time. If it's cold, if it's nighttime, and again, if you have friends... but $30, 2 hours, and you can have up to 24 people at the fire pit. But yeah, it was sunny and it was getting warm. There's no shade, so no fire pit action for us. Okay, Mom. But that could be, I think that could be a fun time. So we went to, we just sat at a picnic bench in the shade. You order through a QR code, scan the QR code, and then order through your cellular telephone. Napkins and silverware, just like the water, is there for you to take. I like that. You don't have to ask the waiters or whatever, or the staff, for napkins and or silverware. So first off, I got a mimosa because it was my birthday. Okay. Bottomless mimosas, girl. Came out really quick. And when the guy handed it to me, I said, thanks, my guy. We almost fist bumped, honey. It was good. It was a good mimosa. Luna got a breakfast burrito for $11 containing barn potatoes, soft scrambled egg, bacon, she got no bacon, and cheese blend in a flour tortilla served with house salsa. She loved it.
Oh, yeah.
She housed it. She wanted another. We all wanted more food.
Yeah.
Because it's not much food, to be perfectly frank. But yeah, she dug her burrito. Len just got a side of bacon. I was figuring it's going to be four slices. It was $4. At least three slices. It was two slices of bacon. a little skimpy there.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a good quality bacon. And then you gave him some of your barn potatoes that came with your sando.
Yes. It said tater tots.
Yeah.
But they were actually like little cubed potatoes.
Yeah. Super seasoned, super salt.
Covered in spicy seasoning. They were really good.
Yeah. Honey, you got the barn brunch sando for $12 containing a fried egg, hash browns, cheese, bacon, soft herb medley, and a pepper jam, and it came with a healthy side of barn potatoes. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections on your sando, honey?
It was amazing.
It was really good.
That medley.
Herb.
The dill. I love dill.
Yeah.
And it was really strong. There was a lot of it. And that pepper jam.
Yeah.
Ooh, that combination was fantastic.
It was sweet.
Yeah. It was sweet. And the fried egg was just a little runny. It was perfect. Mm. And the bun. I love me that kind of bun.
Yeah. It was good. I think it was brioche. I didn't know the pepper jam was sweet. I didn't know it was going to be sweet. I had a bite. I was like, ooh, that's good. It was unexpected, and I'm a savory guy when it comes to breakfast sandwiches, but I could get down with some sweet. Well, it's just like a McGriddle or chicken and waffles, savory sweet
going on.
But yeah, your sando was good. And then I got the Pitcher's Mound loaded breakfast skillet for $13. I added bacon for $2, containing eggs, country potatoes. I don't know why they're calling them. They were just barn potatoes or whatever, cubes. super seasoned cubes potatoes, cheddar mozzarella blend, and mushrooms topped with cilantro, lime crema, guacamole, green onions, and cilantro. The bacon was part of the skillet. I was hoping it would be on the side, but whatever. I'm not really a skillet person because I like things separate but equal when it comes to breakfast. But they mixed it in there with the skillet, which that's fine. But it was really yummy. My skillet was really good. Eggs were nice and fluffy. That crema was bussin'. Overall, it was a grand, grand breakfast. Not a lot of food. We were all hungry after.
Yeah, we could have definitely eaten more.
Yeah.
But the servings weren't exactly tiny.
Oh, yeah.
We were just really hungry, maybe.
Yeah, and it was really good.
It was so good.
It was really good. Total was $49. I tipped 20% because I was feeling myself. It was my birthday. And so total is $62.85. Again, $63 for four people. Not a lot of food, but it was good. We'll definitely be back to Barnes. It was dead. It was virtually dead. Just a couple tables. And it was 11 a.m. on a Saturday. We got to go back.
We got to go back in the evening or dusk.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a whole scene. They got a huge bar there, tons of beers on tap, tons of cocktails. There's a little bit of inside thing happening, but it's mostly outside. You could sit under the wing. Lennox describes the architectural landmark as a upside down Pringle, if you can imagine that. But lots of cedar wood happening. Yes, I read this earlier. That's why I'm saying cedar. But it's something noteworthy. It's like that the bean or whatever in Chicago. It's something unique, something good for the gram. I'm glad it's so close to us. It's like a 2-minute drive from us. And yeah, we just need some friends. And we need to go out when it's dark. We don't do that anymore. But I would love to like have a couple brewskis. It'd be a fun time. But yeah, we'll definitely be back. Drake's, The Barn. Definitely check it out. We loved it. 10 out of 10. Okay, 9 out of 10. Would definitely recommend. Okay, well, are we done, honey?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're done. A ball bar.